This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Some family members and supporters of Jacob Blake, the black man severely wounded by Kenosha police in a shooting last month, are raising concerns about a new step in the state's review process. The concerns came up last night during another visit to Kenosha by civil rights leader, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. A few days ago, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced the hiring of former Madison Police Chief Noble Ray to review an upcoming State Justice Department report on the August 23rd wounding of Blake. Call says Kenosha County District Attorney Mike Gravely wanted an experienced analysis of the report prior to Gravely possibly issuing charges in the officer-involved shooting. But during a brief Q&A with news reporters last night at a Kenosha church, Chicago-area Bishop Tavis Grant of Reverend Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition raised concerns about former Chief Ray.
He is on their team. He is one of them. And we find it strange that they would select a consultant when charges are pending versus an expert during the prosecution.
Jacob Blake's uncle, Justin Blake, also shared his concerns about the former chief.
We're not pleased with who they chose. We would have preferred ex-elected official, an ex-attorney, or judge. This man has given his life to the police force. Why would he not be leaning towards the police force?
The Q&A followed several speeches, including two by Reverend Jackson. Jackson criticized this week's announcement in Louisville that a grand jury had decided against homicide charges for police officers who had killed a black woman, Breonna Taylor. But Jackson also said there have been improvements in racial equity during his nearly 60 years as an activist.
Things have changed. I don't want us to leave here despaired by nothing. We have 60 blacks in the Congress now, 60. 40 Latinos in the Congress now, 2 Native Americans. That we're changing America.
For the better.
The 78-year-old Jackson, who suffers from Parkinson's disease, nevertheless walked several blocks at the beginning of about a mile-long march to the church. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.